Yudalet Sivan Siman Kuf Mem Hey Halacha Chaf Aleph, and we're going to Halacha to Siman Kuf Mem Zayin. So here we go. We're continuing to discuss when a person has it was married and then got divorced. Halacha is, or anyone, that a person is not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to live and together in the same what's called Move alleyway. So the big discussion today is how the applications of how what that means in alleyway today usually means. So I think I once heard that within like three streets, the idea is that it's enough distance that a person won't come to Chas V'Shalom and end up marrying women that he's not allowed to marry or he's vulnerable to. When it comes to someone who heard that his wife had committed some level of adultery, even if it's not so clear, they should ask a Chacham if they're allowed to continue living with him. It's complicated halachas. Unfortunately, these are things that happen and a person has to Davin, especially we just said Pasha Saita. A woman that gets divorced because a woman that got divorced because of Pritzus, I mean that she was not living a modest life, it is not proper for a person that is kosher, Adam kosher, to marry her. Now, of course, if she does tshuva, etc., then Adaraba. Bale tshuva, Mokum Shabbat tshuva, Indim Tzadikin Gumar Yichon Lam, but it's a higher level when a person becomes a Baal tshuva. Zer explains this very, so it's important to always remember that. A woman that has bad character traits. She fights a lot. She's not modest like the Jewish people, Jewish women are supposed to be. There's a mitzvah to divorce her, even in the first marriage. Even in the first marriage, because the Gemara says, Maseches Gittin, that the Mizbech cries. But of course, in person before they do this, should certainly seek a good rabbi, good therapist, etc. And a vayah person should not be tested with such a test. Mitzvahs chachamim, that a person should marry off his children close to when the appropriate time is. Now we've mentioned this, that there are a little bit of changes based on the circumstances, but in general it's important. Why? Because a person wants to save their children from having what's called hilhurim, negative thoughts, or doing things that a person will regret to do. So certainly that's something to try to be in charge of. And the Kitzur says this is really based on the pasuk ufa katan lavcha v'leisechta, take care of your dwelling and don't sin. Chacham basically taught that if a person sees his wife not going in the right path, or she is too close to people, he should reproof her and he should remind her and warn her that now, obviously, it should be done, as the Kitzur says, benachas, with an expression of purity in order to help her reach the right path. Now, if a person, this is of course important, so important, the person has to know how to say things, especially in today's world. There is an incredible Arizal that says that if a person sees something negative in his wife, he should know it's a reflection of what his own things he needs to work on. And the first place really is to work on oneself. Second place is definitely or together to daven. But the Kitz also reminds us, which is actually just now we just said in the Parsha, those the Finch Masechus Saita, not to say, no matter what, not to say atistri implani, which means don't seclude yourself with so-and-so. If he suspects her with someone else, with someone, if he uses those words, even if it's just between him and her, it's a complicated situation, because usually that's a cause for him to bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, go through the whole process of Saita, drink the water that we just read about in the Torah. And since that can't be done today, it could create a really difficult situation. The Kitzur goes on to explain an interesting halacha. Someone was asked me this question. I spoke to David Kohn about this many years ago. It was a shayla of two brothers or two sisters or two anim, and sometimes it's difficult to afford to make two weddings. The Kitzur says you're not allowed to make two weddings for two brothers, two sisters in the same day. What's the reason for that? You don't mix one simcha with the other. Some say even within the same week, which is actually learned from none other than Yaakov Avinu, who said Malesha Vazos, which is interesting because I was really with Lavan. But La Halacha, we would see here that in a situation where it's needed to do on this not the same day, but the same week is okay, although usually the custom is not. We're starting the laws of fasting for Chas V'Kal. Interesting that this halacha applies much more to by Ashkenazim than Sfaradim. There's different reasons given. And by Ashkenazim, generally speaking, they don't do this, but the idea behind it is very powerful. The Kitzur explains that Chas V'Kal fast on the day of the Chuppah, because that day is a day mechila. All their sins are forgiven. So it's very similar to Yom Kippur. And Tfilas Mincha, they say Aneinu, like you would do in other regular fast, meaning because you're fasting, so you say Aneinu and Shema Kaleinu. There's a custom that you only fast until the chuppah time. So if you have the chuppah during the day, so let's say if it's a very long day, it's good to have the chuppah not wait till night time, because it's very difficult. If the chuppah actually goes into the night and it's ready to say, you also could be lenient and eat. The main thing is not to drink things that are intoxicating, because the whole idea, one of the concerns is a person won't have the proper mindset. Rosh Chodesh, Isu Chag HaShavuos, Tu Be'av, Tu Bishvat, Chanukah, and Shushan Purim, we do not fast, meaning Chas and Kala would not fast. But interesting then, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself, we do fast, because it's an auspicious time, auspicious meaning to say there's sad things that happen, Aaron HaKohen, and his sons died, etc. Aaron HaKohen died on Rosh Chodesh Av, but his sons died, and different things, calamities happen, so therefore, it's still appropriate to fast. Also, like Bo'iman, days between Rosh Chodesh Sivan and Shavuos, which is where we just finished now, days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, during those days, interestingly enough, believe it or not, we do fast. Now, like Bo'iman, I think the custom is not. I saw those of Armot Chaliyo. When it comes to days that we do not fast, meaning Chos and Kal don't fast, still they shouldn't pursue extra food and drinks. And certainly not, like we said already before, something that's intoxicating. A chasen and kala have to sanctify themselves extremely going into the chuppah. They should do tshuva on that day, and they should go through their deeds from the diet from the day that they were born. Interesting that they confess and ask mechila. There's usually this custom to do this in the chasen room with the parents, but this is something that the chasen kala throughout the day should be doing, and they should regret. Right, tshuva requires basically vidu charata kabbalah lasid to do a new avoda from here on, and to be kaddish, and then enter the chuppah, and daven that Kadosh Baruch Hu should reside His Shechina, His presence upon them, as Chazal say, Isha Isha Shechina b'neihem. When a man and woman have Shechina b'neihem, meaning when they are zeicha, they have Shechina b'neihem. When they are purifying themselves, Rav Eliyahu Dessler, I think, says Zchus. Right? Zchus means zichuch, which means purification. And the minig is, as a kitzur for general saying, there's a minig to say vidui, doing the mincha, just like we say on Erev Yom Kippur. This too, by the way, the Sfaradim are not noyeg, but interesting that so Motchali writes, Ha'imer Tova LaBracha. There's also a special tefillah the Chida actually wrote, and there's a custom to go and daven by the Kever Racha, the Kaisa. You ever see the Kala show up on the day of going to the wedding? They go to the Kaisa, or B'makam Tzadikim, and a Yosem and a Yosem, there's also a custom to go to the cave of their parents, and I've also seen them more in the Hasidic world. They even put invitations, etc. But that's where the whole discussion itself. Have a beautiful day.